Hello and welcome to Up the Smut podcast featuring me. My name is Kate. I run Romantically Inclined Reviews or something. And Michaela, who...
It's a me, Mario.
There you go. I was waiting. I was like, what's your intro going to be today? It's always something fucking weird.
Something and then followed by my cackle.
Remy would really... My son would love your cackle because he's all about witches' cackles right now.
I love that. We are in the spooky season.
We just skipped ahead to Halloween because the baby's coming early October. And we were like, we just put up pumpkins in our house. I'm like, I'm not going to decorate with like a 2-week old. So I'm just going to put up some pumpkins and we're just going to buy a bunch of Halloween books. And we're just skipping right ahead.
I love that you decorate. That's so American.
No, well, I just hung up a little garland with ghosts on it.
Okay. That's still like, that's more than I've ever done.
He painted some pumpkins and we put them on the wall. That's
it. Aw, that's so cute. I wish my kids would spend any amount of time with me to paint anything. I'm so lonely.
Well, your kids are also like 12 years older. Well, no, like 6 and 8 years older.
Yeah. They're way old.
Yeah.
My kids are, like, super old.
They'll come back around. Right now, you're not cool. But, like, eventually, you'll be cool again. And they'll want to hang out with you.
Yeah. Well, the boy child, he just loves me so much. Like, I walk him to school, and he's 8, and he wants to hold my hand still. Oh. And I'm like, oh, do you want to hold my hand? He's like, yeah, I love holding your hand. He does it to everyone. Like, my dad and his dad. And, yeah, he loves a little handhold. Bless him. Bless his little heart.
I can only dream of having that with my kiddo, because he's, like... I don't know. Obsessed with me?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. That's all this child, though.
I'm not going to want him to love me this much when the baby comes, though. I'm going to be like, we need a break. We need to separate from one another for, like, a small period of time.
Yeah, they do really weird shit. Like, I remember that my daughter just ignored my son for, like, probably the first 6 months of his life, like, just paid no attention to him. But she did say when my dad was taking her to a bakery when her brother was about a week old, they said, oh, how's the new baby? And she said, Theo drinks milk from mum's boobs. Just to the lady at the bakery. So that was good. That was a good one.
I have actually been preparing Remy to understand that the baby will be drinking from my boobs. Mm-hmm. So that he's not shocked.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
Have you prepared your husband?
Yeah. Well, I don't let him even look at them anymore. Good.
That's what, like, men no. Love.
They hurt too much. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even make eye contact. The other day he like slapped me on the butt and he's like, this is almost mine again. And I was like, try like 6 months from now, buddy. Like, this is not even close to being yours.
So take several seats. And you know what? Close the door. Yeah. Which is the perfect segue to what we're talking about today.
Yeah. So many people DM'd me, sent me reels, tens of people, wanting me to read Unhinged by Vera Valentine, which is the door romance, the erotic door romance that has been going around. It took off, went viral. You know, congratulations to Vera, who... Woo! Deserved it, especially after all of the wacky stuff she writes. This is actually, like, a lot tamer, in my opinion, than the balloon animal shifters with, like, icing cum. So, honestly, I was like, this is actually, like, a step down from, like, the crazy shit her brain comes up with. But I thought it was funny because a lot of people didn't know that I'm already a huge fan of Vera Valentine. So... Like, I've interviewed her.
Yes. The Romantically Inclined podcast back in the day. Yeah. You hit the vault, you'll be able to listen to that. I loved that interview. That was absolutely incredible. It was actually before Kate essentially accosted me and held a gun to my head and said, we're going to do a podcast together now, bitch. it was just when I was there like once a month. But yeah, I remember that episode with Vera Valentine. I say Vera because I'm Australian.
You know, I'm not actually sure. I heard someone else say Vera, too. So I said Vera when I was interviewing her, and she did not correct me. So I'm not sure. But she might just be, like, way too polite. Mm. I could DM her. Yeah. But, yeah, like, so I get all of – well, not this one, but previously I've gotten, like, a lot of Vera's arcs. So we are in communication, like, on a weekly sometimes daily basis. So Veer and I are well acquainted with each other, mm-hmm. I should say.
Well, you're friends. You could just say so, friends.
People would DM me like, did you hear about this book? And I'm like, yes, because Veer and I are friends on Facebook. So
Katie Cakes, would you say that you were slammed with messages about the door romance?
Oh God, I swear to God, she probably has like a pad of paper with door puns to make sure she brings up today. Jesus. That's actually good though. The comment sections of all these TikToks and stuff that have been going viral about this book though, masterful punning in the comment sections.
Look, okay.
Amazing.
I came across it on TikTok. Like I have a confession to make. I actually hate seeing book talk on my For You page. I hate it. Like it's just like, because people who were like reviewing this book, they didn't understand that like this is comedy. Like this is not, it wasn't serious. They're like, oh my God, someone wants to fuck a door. And it's like, yeah, someone probably does want to fuck a door in real life. And that's like fine, but not the author of this. Like this was not what that was about. Kate's actually going to read the synopsis of this book. But yeah, just the people on TikTok, as they are wont to do, just kind of miss the entire point of the book. And if you think that this was bad, you should definitely read Squeak. That's a balloon shifter romance. So give that one a gander and get back to us, girly pops.
Yeah. I kept having to pop into the comments because I have no, like, filter or, like, whatever that keeps me from minding my own business. Like, I don't have it.
No.
So anytime I saw somebody slandering Vera or, like, this book, I would be like, this is a joke. People would be like, why would somebody write this? This is disgusting. And I'm like, because it makes a lot of money when people read it and then post about it on TikTok.
Yeah. Because like, it's get crazy. The bag. Absolutely. Like, love that. But please, guys, if you're going into this thinking it's serious, it's not.
Yeah. Vera just, like, gets an idea in her head and then decides to write it. And, like, it's great. One of my favorites by her. And so, okay. So also here's the thing is Vera has genuine writing talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is taking a wacky idea, but she's not like some of the erotica you're going to read on KU where you're like, this person had a wacky idea and then they just tried their hand at writing a book for the very first time in their life and it was garbage, but it was bonkers. No, Vera has like genuine writing talent. I think she's like she was like a copy editor for a long time or something like that. She writes authors' blurbs for them. Like she has like a little business doing that as well. Like she's really good at writing and that sounds really like patronizing in a sense, but you know what I'm like, this is a crazy book that has quality writing behind it versus like that coronavirus book where you're like, okay, this is terribly written and a terrible idea and it's a curse. But pregnancy brain, what was I gonna say? Well, I don't know, it's gone. That's all I really wanted to say though, was just like, it is well written. It is very well written. But I do want to read the blurb because I was telling Michaela, I'm like, half the people here listening to this have read the book for laughs and giggles, but half the people probably have no intention of reading the book. So I just want to give you guys like the baseline of what we're coming in on. Here it is. Dangers come a knocking. Dot, 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 dot. There's actually four dots. That's kind of weird, but it's fine. Someone's been watching Tana closely. But he's a lot closer than she realizes. From intimate moments to lazy afternoons on the couch, he's secretly seen it all and fallen for her along the way. The problem is that someone else is watching too. And his obsession with Tana is a lot more dangerous. When a man claiming to be her front door enters her dreams to warn her about an imminent threat to her life, Tana initially chalks it up to her weird late-night snacks. But she rethinks things when her earnest visitor insists he's also ready to protect her, in exchange for one hell of a favor. When Tana trades her best line of defense, which is her door, for an unlikely supernatural ally, the threat lurking beyond her apartment hallway starts getting desperate as the law closes in. Can her inhuman companion save her from the worst of humanity, or is it too late for both of them? So I just love that it's like, she trades her best line of defense.
And can I just say, it's not even that good of a line of defense because the bad guy in this has a key to her fucking place, you know? So it's like, it's not really, it's like a, you know,
yeah,
like a fly spring really into a fucking tornado sort of thing. You know, you go like,
not really. So basically, the plot of this is that Tana, 6 months ago, moves into this apartment, and this door is the front door to her apartment, and he is actually Zeus's son.
Zeus, because at some tree. Point,
yeah, Zeus fucked not even a sentient tree. He just fucked a gnat in a tree, and that tree then had an acorn, and that acorn wound up in America, and turned into a tree that was then cut down and turned into a door. So that is why this door exists. But Tana obviously doesn't know, but her landlord, Randall, it's always a fucking Randall, Randall is a creep and a murderer. Mm-hmm. So the door has witnessed him actually leading a woman off into the forest, never to be seen again. So it's also a true, which we were talking about, that it is wild that this is also kind of like a true crime book. I did not see that coming.
Vera usually does like more comedic-y sort of things. Like this was a bit like dark for her. Like I was like, maybe she was reading a little bit of like, you know, true crime or watching something while the idea came to her. But yeah.
No. But it was, I like it. I love true crime.
Yeah.
So, I think big fan.
We like true crime because we don't want to become the victims of true crime. So it's almost like watching it for self-defense purposes.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't have a door protecting me.
Well, we don't know.
Well, I don't know if you have a door protecting you. I have generic doors. I do have two doors that are keeping people out. But how good are they? I don't know.
Mm. I kept thinking about like the positioning of the door handle.
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So let's keep. Okay. So we'll keep going with the general plot. I did want to ask, though, what household object would you want to fuck the most if it couldn't be a door?
Do you know what? My bedroom TV. I've read one book this month, guys. One fucking book. And it was this book. It's the 15th of September as we're recording this. I'm up to season 6 of Supernatural. Have you guys ever heard of me watching TV, let alone fucking Supernatural? And I'm trying to explain this to people. I'm talking to like people at work. I'm like, what are you up to? Like, what are you reading? Because, you know, like I'm the girl who reads. I was like, bitch, I have been up these Winchester boys assholes. I'm like, oh, they're really cute. I'm like, I don't even think that they're good looking. I don't give a fuck that like they've died, they've come back, they've got daddy issues, they're fucking alcoholics. Like, you know, they have a really unhealthy attachment style to one another. I've just got this shit going in the background to dull the noise of God knows what is happening in my head while I play mobile games. Mm. If I don't watch at least 4 episodes of Supernatural per day, I'm a terror to deal with. So I would fuck my bedroom TV because it's been showing me Supernatural.
So I assume you'd have to like fuck the plug.
Nothing's going to fit up there. Do you know what I mean? Like we're tight and right downstairs. So it will have to be something smaller. Unfortunately, I might have to rub up against the side of the TV. I'm sitting right next to the TV now. He can hear me. So hopefully I'm married, just so you know. I'm not interested. But if it came down to it, it would be like on TV.
I am a huge fan of.
So you'd fuck the fan? You're a huge fan?
No, I was gonna say dry humping in books. So
okay, what would you have sex with? But that is what got you into this position of a whole human exiting your taco in a matter of minutes/weeks. So
honestly, I was thinking, and I'm just like, really, if you're coming down to like household objects, how many of them can you realistically fuck? Like, honestly, she picked a really good one with a door. Yeah. And it having a round handle, because I did think a couple times, like, what if it had, like, not a knob, but, like, a handle.
Yeah.
But, like, you know.
That would be a weird sort of thing.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, take it off the door to fuck it. But also, this just came to me. The knob is not actually, like, part of the door.
Hmm.
It's not like a wooden knob, you know?
Was it brass? I don't know if it was specified.
I think it was like it was definitely, it was mentioned. It wasn't wood though. You know, like, so I'm kind of like, you know, you can change out a doorknob. Is it like taking off his dick and like putting a new dick on? Like once it's in contact with the door, it becomes a part of him.
You know what? I just don't think it's that deep, babe.
Well, now it wouldn't go that deep. We're here for girth. This is a girth situation.
But yeah, how you frame the question.
Yeah.
You how you frame the question. Door frame. Do you get it? Frame it.
Fuck you.
Only if you're my bedroom TV.
I'm so actually, I do love television. I probably would fuck a television.
Mm-hmm.
Or my sound machine, because I need a sound machine to sleep, and I like the idea of it just being like a sentient man.
That's how it eats you out.
Just making that noise. Oh no.
I'm doing these.
Okay, well now I hate you. No. So okay, so basically in this book, obviously the door finds out that Randall, you know, has been spying on Tana and like occasionally breaking into her apartment when she's gone and stealing her panties. And then in this situation, he finally acts on it. The cops are kind of interested in getting to know him. He drugs her orange juice. The door sees this. Zeus is like, hey, sorry, I fucked a tree and made you. Like, you have a chance to be human. He, like the blurb said, goes into her dream, which I love the idea of. This is like hot man just like appearing in your dream, but like knowing a lot of shit about you. Like, it's your brain creating him, most likely. Mm-hmm. But she's still like freaked out by it a little bit.
This is literally, this is where we find out that Kate learned absolutely nothing from watching you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I love that there's this guy who knows so much about me. And I'm a little freaked out by it. Like,
yeah, I mean, in the first season of You, everybody was like a Joe fan in a sense. Like, girls everywhere were like, yeah,
what
okay.
What really got me is that, like, he did not like it when a woman matched his energy. Justice for love, Quinn. Seriously. Yeah. And also because I would do something really fucking stupid, like name my kids Love and 40 if I had fraternal twins. Like, I thought that was the best. Like, I was like, yes, I would name my kids that.
Yeah, I can see that, actually.
Yeah.
That's a you thing. Yeah.
It is like, it is a me.
It is a you. It is a Michaela thing.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things I love the most about this book was that the wacky neighbor's chihuahua was named Christopher-Thomas. It was a two. I wrote down that is the most unrealistic part of this book. Was that, or not the weirdest, you know, I guess it's not unrealistic. I don't really think Christopher Thomas is a good name for a chihuahua.
I think it is.
Don't hate it. I wouldn't have thought of it.
I pictured him wearing a bow tie and often a tuxedo. That's how I imagine Christopher, whatever his name was.
Christopher-Thomas. One word.
Christopher-Thomas.
Hyphen Thomas. Christopher
it's
Thomas.
Very southern, isn't it?
Yeah. I like it.
I love it.
But I put, like, that's the weirdest part of this book.
In a book with door fucking, Zeus appearances.
Yeah. Also, like, I loved, okay, so I obviously made a reel recently about how, like, people don't shower enough, like, right before sex in books, like, how they're, like, filthy. Like, in Ice Planet Barbarians, Vectel, like, literally goes down on, like, a filthy Georgie. Mm-hmm. Like, has not showered in, like, a long time, has been kept in a cell on, like, an alien fucking spaceship, probably has, like, fecal matter on her, and he just, like, goes down on her happily, you know?
That's love.
And so I loved that in this. So in the dream, Driss is his name later. He names himself. He has to convince her to fuck him as a door. Like, but only in the dream. So he's like, hey, I can protect you, but you have to fuck me as a door first. And she's like, this is the weirdest dream I've ever had. That is not happening. But then the next day, she's like, maybe I fuck my door. Who knows? Like, weird dream. I'm gonna fuck a door. But she breaks out the Lysol, cleans the doorknob, and makes him wear a condom. Which I really respected.
Well, she's like, gonna give birth to miniature doors if she didn't.
That's true. Yeah. But that is true. She might have. It's fuck. I don't know. Ooh, that'd be really weird.
Yeah, I don't want to imagine that.
Just like a bunch of sharp edges coming out. But I put that I really admired Vera for taking that extra step. It was like a shower scene. It was like they were showering together. And she used a sex toy to get herself ready. Because, again, when I did a study about whether people prefer length, like what length of dick my followers prefer, most of them then sent me a DM and were like, yeah, but girth is where it's at. Mm-hmm. And now we have, like, you know, pretty – I'm making shapes with my hands. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining a doorknob size. I mean – it's short, but it's mighty.
Mm.
Can you wrap your hands all the way around a door? No. The skinny part, but not the, like, big part. So, yeah. I like that she put the condom on him, and she used an ottoman. I did say I didn't. I was not a fan that later the ottoman is soaked in her pleasure juices. Because now you have to get, like, a steam cleaner.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that ottoman?
Yeah. That'd be trash. I couldn't. It's like soaked in like lube and cum and sweat.
But
and I forgot to mention, she pulls the ottoman over to get the right angle to back herself up onto the doorknob, right into her coochie.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that scene again. That was like that was serious commitment. Like, good for her.
Still somehow hot though. Yeah, like why was it still hot? She was fucking a door.
Yeah, she was fucking a door, and then.
That's writing talent.
She becomes a person.
Yeah.
And she's like, wah! I had sex with the door and now I don't have a door. Okay, one of the craziest thing to me, though, was in the book when he becomes the person and he's sitting on the couch, they somehow managed to, like, basically, like, door dash a door. Like, the hardware store has the door. Like, I was like, that's a... Yours was Christopher Thomas. Mine was the door being delivered by Uber Eats. Like, that was sort of...
They Instacarted a door.
Mm.
And I did think, I was like, you know, doors don't come with knobs. So did they buy a separate knob as well? There's no mention of his? It. No, he made it very clear this time he got her a not a round doorknob because he didn't want her to get any ideas of fucking another door. He was a little jealous.
Like a real man. Like, he was written like a real man.
Yeah. I respect that. We love a possessive man.
Mandor. Doorman!
Jesus Christ. I also love, though, that Vera really covered consent somehow. Like, before she fucks him in door form, she's like, I am taking you coming into my dream as consent. If you do not consent, please wiggle your door frame. And I was like, good on Vera. So Vera, like, you know, has a lot of experience in the, like, kink scene and, like, with her, like, a lot of friends and stuff. Like, she, when she wrote the Dragon Shifter series where one of the dragons has, like, a foot fetish, like, she did actually, like, speak to somebody who in her community who, like, has a foot fetish and was able to, like, kind of, like, curate the book based on, like, you know, it being a realistic kink. So she takes those steps. I don't know that she fucked a door for this, though. I really don't think she did. But she thought about the mechanics of it, and she respected his consent.
Did you realize when you were talking about the foot fetish thing, you said that she took the steps? Like, you're literally just walking coming into these puns. You're just walking into them.
Damn,
you're like,
it.
Stop teasing the pregnant lady. I'm like, never.
If that was intentional, that would have been amazing. I'm actually disappointed. And I did want to ask you, if you were a door that just became a human being, what is your first act of business?
Probably pissing.
Oh my God, I was going to say pissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, how do I use, like, but where would my knob be? Would it be my tits? Like, that's the thing.
No, you know, it's your clit.
Would I be like a double?
It's your vagina door? And the lock is your clit.
Interesting.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, like, we need another one of these. I want to hear about this guy's sister. Like, she's surely got to do something. Maybe it's even one of those, you know, like, really, like, British doors that sort of have, like, the little like glass, like it could be, that could be the vaginal opening. Mm. Or like the guy has to fuck like a mailbox slot, you know?
That's not a half bad idea.
That's for your friends across the pond. England. That's
what, yeah. It's not exactly. Well, now I'm thinking there's no way that one door came from one tree.
Mm. Driss has brothers. I also love how he picked his name because they were watching Idris Elba. Elba, whatever it is. And he's like, Driss, that's a cool name. It's like, yeah, there's like no way you want to fit into society, just a doorway. So why not give yourself the name Driss? And dad does him the solid and gets him all of the social security numbers. Like, what fucking job skills would a former door have? Like, very nice that, you know, his father's done him a solid. He's like, I've been an absent father your whole life. And how old is he? How long has he been a door? Mm. Like, this is the...
What if she fucked him and he came back and he was like a 1,000-year-old looking man?
Exactly. Like a crusty, dusty old pile of trash, you know?
Yeah.
There's many, many questions, many questions. But the climax of this book is pretty insane when the confrontation happens with Randall.
Yeah.
Did you remember?
I was confused at first when it was happening. I thought he turns back into a door.
Mm.
And I was like, I was kind of hoping that Randall would like try to break in. And then, like, because he drugs her orange juice, he's hoping to, like, catch her unawares, but then it turns out that, like, somebody called the cops and reported him, and he thinks it's Tana. And so he, like, busts in, basically. Although, yeah, like, Tana for some reason opens the door. I'm like, Tana, girl, we got the door, the new door, specifically so that you would be safe, and you opened the door to your intruder.
Yeah.
You just, like, the whole book has been leading up to this, Tana. That was like, I lost a little respect for you, Tana. But I did love that he's like protecting her, but then he gets shot and just turns back into a door. Nice. And just conks the bad guy on the head.
He slammed into the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then like when she had to get him back from police evidence.
Yeah, I don't know how long that took. Like, wouldn't they return a door?
Well, I don't know. Like, what the fuck could you say? Like, I've tried to get things back from the police, and it's been, like, 18 months, and that was, like, a mobile phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're, like, they hold on to that shit like little fucking dragons protecting gold, you know? Like, I don't know what they do with a door. Like, they're probably trying to fucking auction it off or something. They do police auctions here for, like, drug dealer seized cars and shit, you know?
Yeah, I was like, how long did this take? Has it been like 2 years since we saw them together? Is it like 3 days? How did she explain needing this door back? She was just like, no, I must have my, like, this door that doesn't even, it was just leaning against my wall, has a gunshot in it now. She uses wood putty to, like, heal him up. And then she has to fuck him. It turns out every full moon he's going to turn back into a door.
Mm.
And she has to fuck a doorknob again.
She didn't seem that upset about it, though, I'm being really honest. She was like,
and honestly, if it's not attached to the wall, you can get a much better angle. She can probably just, like, crouch over it now.
Yeah, you could, like, reverse
or, like, angle it on, like, her couch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then how long does it take him to transform? Like, can he get faster at doing it? Like, you know.
Mm. Oh, wait, but going back to your thing, you were asking what job a former door could have. Maybe could a bodyguard. Doorman. Or like, okay.
He could be a locksmith.
I was going for like a bouncer.
A bouncer. Yeah, exactly.
Like at a bar.
He's
super hot. So he could even just be a model.
How hot can a door be? He had a lot of old
ladies. What?
How hot can a door be?
He's made of oak. Oak's the sexiest wood. So
I would have gone with the name Oak for myself. You know, something.
Oakley.
Oakley, more naturey.
Birch, ash.
Yeah. Like, there was...
I would have gone with a tree name, for sure. No, I'm just thinking... No, I still stand by. Oak is definitely, like, the sexiest wood. So, I did think... I wrote... Michaela's always saying things are her 13th reason, and I've never said it, but as I was reading this book, he calls his own dick a tube of flesh, and I was like, in my head, I just went, my 13th reason. Like, finally found it, and tube of flesh is my 13th reason. Such a gross
tube of flesh.
This tube of flesh. Oh, we also forgot to mention that this door has a praise kink. He likes being a good boy for Tana.
He's protecting her. He's such a good boy.
It was adorable. Like, the praise kink was actually so cute. I was like, oh my god, I'm attracted to a door.
Yeah.
To a former door. Mm. He loves being praised. At one point, she's like, you were such a good door. And she like comes back in the room. She's like, are you like wildly turned on? You look wildly turned on. And he was just like about to pass out from being called like a good door. He's like leaning on the dresser like, holy fuck, that really did it for me. And then I said, also, I thought it was funny that she throughout the whole book just kind of keeps like referring to him as a stalker in a sense. Like, he knows so much about her. Like, he knows her schedule. He knows when she's on her period and what she does to comfort herself when she's on her period. And she's like, oh, like, it freaks her out a couple times. And I'm just like, what? Like, he was literally trapped as a door.
Like, lady, you're looking for the door. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You knew what you were signing up for.
What was he supposed to do? He's, like, just a sentient creature that's trapped for years and years and years in one place. He's not a stalker. He just is just there. And he, I think, is all at one point, I think he is like, you know, you were the one like walking around doing that stuff. Like, I was just happened to be there. Like, but I was like, I don't think it's fair to refer to him as a stalker. He was trapped as a prisoner attached to a wall. He had no other option but to entertain himself by watching you walk around in the nude. Like, he's like, you use that blue vibrator. And she's like, excuse me? How do you know this? And he's like, because I'm a door stuck to your wall. And you masturbate with your bedroom door open. So I thought that was unfair to treat him like he was a criminal.
Yeah. He was just a door.
Just a door. Also, at one point when she compliments him when she calls him like a good boy, she's like, what are you going to do for me? And he's like, I'll literally do anything. I'll cook you meals. I'll do laundry for you. And my mind immediately stopped and was like, that's all. I don't even need sexual favors. Just do my laundry. And like, that, I would love a man who's like into praise kink. But I would like, just so I can tell him he's so good for folding the laundry. No sexual favors. Yeah.
No, ain't no stopping him.
No, I'd just be like, you're like, thank you for sweeping under my kitchen table. Basically, I want a housekeeper that I don't pay, I guess.
Yeah, that you just like pay in BJs.
I pay in praise.
Yeah.
No BJs. Okay. Just praise.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, tube of flesh ruined it for me. I'm not.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not going to put a tube of flesh in my mouth. Not today.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll see how you're doing.
I'm just going through my notes. I wanted him to come sawdust. I thought that was a missed opportunity.
Jesus Christ.
Like in Ruby Dixon's Servant to the Spy Day, it's three dudes and one woman, and they come spider webs.
Mm.
So I that just thought, like, that would be fun. Just like a lot of powder in there. And then my other note was that at one point she's like, at least you're not an entryway fuckboy.
Oh my god.
And I thought that was the best line in the book. And he's like, what is an entry? Like, he's about to ask, like, what's an entryway fuckboy?
And she would have told him.
Like, she I was like, how do you not know what an entryway fuckboy is? Come on. Oh, and then my other thing is I just said, I wish my husband tracked my period as religiously as Driss does. And, like,
there's nothing else to
exactly.
do. Like, your husband has, like, a whole ass job. Driss, what is Driss doing?
Wait, you cut out. What did you say?
I just said that your husband has a whole ass job. Why would he be tracking your period?
Because it would make him a better man for it. Although, no, I mean, to be fair, like, I don't want him to predict when it's coming, because even I can't do that. That just, it just happens. Like, although I don't know. It's been, like, 9 months since I've had a period. I don't remember how it works. But I would like it, like, Driss is like, do we need to get ice cream? Like, in a couple days, you're going to go through your sad, like, your sad morning phase or whatever. He's like, and you always seem happier with ice cream. That's what I want.
Okay.
I want my husband to be like,
ice cream. Just go get some ice cream, yeah, for yourself.
Honestly. No. No.
Okay.
I would like a man to provide it for me.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't have to be Rob, though. It could just be another man.
Not anyone in the DMs, though. Thank you.
No, not any of you guys.
If you're listening to this, we're not talking about you.
No. No, you wish we were talking about you. No, I've actually, my DMs have been, and this is not an invitation, but, like, actually nicely clean lately.
Good.
Yeah. The comments sections have been getting a little bit mean, because I had a couple reels last month that, like, took off, like, 3 million whatever views, and when that happens, like, there are some rude-ass people. And one of them is just that one reel where I refer to the dark romance hero, like, about him, like, kidnapping her. And I say, like, hero and heroine in that. And the number of people who have come into my DMs and also into the comments section just to be like, that doesn't sound like a hero. And then I have to explain that the protagonists of romance novels are called heroes and heroines. And then they try to correct me and say that that's not, I'm like, it's just a title. It has nothing to do with their morality. They don't wear capes. That's just terminology.
My advice that's just to those people is pick up your little Colleen Hoover book and go touch some grass, babe. Okay? When you're ready to play with the big dogs, we'll be here waiting for you. Okay?
Yeah. I was like, this isn't like a Holden Caulfield Catcher in the Rye situation.
What a fuckwit that guy was, hey. What a fucking, he was such a little pick me bitch.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I think pretty much all the men in the classics are. I'm like, Odysseus wasn't a fucking, like, hero. Like, he was kind of a dick. And so why are you up my ass about this, like, villain being referred to as a hero? I'm like, if you, this is made specifically for romance fans. I don't know how you got here, how you found this real, but you just need to leave.
Yeah, but also thanks for your view. She really appreciates it.
It's been viewed, like, I think it was, like, 1,300 days worth of views or something.
That's fucked up.
I was like, it's never the reels I think it's going to be that get popular. It's always, like, a very weirdly specific one that, like, is going to reach the outskirts of the TikTok world. And then no one understands it. And they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, because it wasn't made for you. It was made for the people who follow me specifically. I don't know how you got here, but you can see yourself out. See yourself out the door, bro.
Yeah. Close the door behind you. Don't let Drew hit you on the way out, bitch.
Even the reel I made for Vera, where I was like, oh, I literally have said Vera and Vera interchangeably this entire time. But even the reel I made about this book got like 400,000 views. And I'm like, fuck. Like, so many people are commenting and just like, do not understand my sense of humor.
Available on Kindle Unlimited if you've stumbled across this podcast.
Oh, yeah. By the way. It's called Unhinged. I don't think we said the title, did we?
I don't know. I said every other door.
Yeah.
Door pun that I could think of.
It's called Unhinged. It's a picture of a door on the cover. And yeah, it's like I said, like so my favorite Vera book actually is Ruby and the V-Day Vampires. I might be missing a word in there, but it's about a postmenopausal divorcee who is geocaching, which is like a hobby where people hide things like in the woods and like leave coordinates and you have to like go find it and you have to like dig in logs or like they're always like really creatively hidden. It's very popular. She's like geocaching, comes across a bunch of vampires who live in a van. They're like gargoyles, kind of. And they have a gangbang in the van.
Fuck yeah. They
get the fuck out of her in the van. So that's my favorite. It's really well written. it's like an actually like a really cute story, and they just like I want to like they have like wings and I don't know, it's just a little novella, so that one's my favorite one. But then I also love her book, her series Carnal Cryptids, which is an actual like serious book, like, you know, she has some serious books out there, guys. And Carnal Cryptids is like a reverse harem why choose about cryptids. So the first book is The Jersey Devil, Champ from Lake Champlain, which is like a mini Nessie, and Mothman. So like they get stronger when people believe in them. So like cryptids will get like weak, like Bigfoot's like the strongest cryptid out there. And then you have like the smaller ones and stuff. Like in this book, Slender Man is the bad guy because like a lot of like teenagers like believe in him and stuff. He's like really strong. But anyways, that's actually like probably my real favorite, and it's genuinely like it is an actual series. Like, I mean, it's funny, but it's like a serious book. But then her other ones are like Squeak. That's the balloon animal shifter. There's a sequel, a Squeakquel.
I love the name Squeakquel. Like, that's the best. Like,
and then the freedom dragons one, which is one of the dragons has a foot fetish. That one's not a novella though. I thought it was going to be a novella, and it ended up being a full length book about these people who like sacrifice this woman to these dragons. But it turns out the dragons are really nice, and they just like every time the town like sacrifices a woman, they just like release her somewhere else like nicer.
Aww.
And but this one is like wants to take revenge basically, and they like fall in love with her. And they have a foot fetish, but they have like lava cum, so you have to be like careful.
Mm. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. So is that what we're reading next week? What are we doing for next week's episode?
No, yeah. So we thought we would stick with the household objects theme, and we over the course of this week, again, I guess we should clarify, episodes are going to be like rather sporadic going forward. Like, they're not going to come out on every Thursday like they have been. Like, who knows? You might get 2 1 week. You might get 2 weeks in between episodes. So just bear with us. It's just because, like, I don't know when this baby's coming out. Anytime in the next 1 to 4 weeks. Oh, but we would like to stick with the household objects. So someone recommended a pillow romance to me. And a houseplant romance. So we're going to... Yeah, DMs are open. Please DM us any household object ones. I think Chuck Tingle probably has like a few. I've never read a Chuck Tingle book, actually.
Neither have I.
Ooh, well, maybe we need to find one. Yeah. I'm sure he has a household object one.
He's got it. Got it, sure.
I mean, he has like a library card one where like the library card fucks him or something. So
that's in our households.
Yeah. That's like, it's in my wallet right now.
My bedroom TV, it would be my library card. It's actually my husband's library card. My library isn't as lit as I want it to be, but I do obviously use Libby, so I don't need the physical card.
Yeah. I do, but that's because I take my child to get library books.
Mm. Such a good mother.
I know. Actually, I would probably fuck a book.
You'd fuck a book?
Paper cuts, though. Paper
yeah, exactly. Cuts. Imagine getting your clit fucking torn up by a bloody...
Okay. Ooh. Terrible what? Imagery.
Everyone was thinking it. Everyone's thinking it. I'm just the one saying it. You're welcome. Okay.
What if I just rolled up each individual page and shoved it in?
Then when it dries, it would be like fucking two
like kilometers. Sawdust. It would We've be come huge. Full circle.
What's with you and sawdust today? It's really stressing out. You're already getting ready for Halloween. Like sawdust, scarecrows, fucking pumpkin.
We also plan to do a. Have another Halloween episode. So
annual Halloween extravaganza.
Yeah. So on our on the Romantically Inclined podcast, which you can still find on providers or whatever if you look it up, we have a Let's Fuck Pumpkins episode in which we read a bunch of books about fucking pumpkin and pumpkin flavored things. So you can listen to that if you need to tide yourself over between up the smut episodes. And yeah, feel free to DM us any book recommendations, again, for household objects, scarecrows, pumpkins. I plan to read C.M. Nascasta's Headless Horseman book.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my TBR. Because she posted a picture of the Headless Horseman's head sucking his own dick.
Ooh.
I think it was his own head.
That's ingenuity.
But yeah, and I was like...
I'm listening.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that idea. That is erotic. So that's on my agenda. Anyways.
Excellent, guys.
Yeah, stay thanks for tuning in. Bloody. Yeah.
Say hi to your dad from us. But me specifically, because Kate's really, really pregnant.
Say hi to your doors for us. Say when you leave your house next, please gently caress your doors, because they could be sentient beings waiting for a chance to fuck you.
Could you imagine if we never met? It would be such a sliding doors moment.
I'm going to hang up on you.
All right. I love you. Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Bye.